the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time for Abandoned Manitoba. Gordon gave us a clue last week. I gave him a challenge. So, Gordon, remind us of that, would you?
Oh, well, if my laugh sounds nervous, it's because you challenged me to pick up a British accent sometime in the last week, and I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I cannot inflict my terrible acting ability on our listeners. So I think we should leave the graceful English accent to you, Nadia.
So what was the clue then?
So I said that we were going to talk about abandoned sites that related to the Shakespearean play All's Well That Ends Well. And I think by the end of the discussion, our listeners will understand the significance of that clue.
Well, lucky for you, we've got it covered.
All's well that ends well. Still the fine's the crown. Whate'er the course, the end is the renown.
What do you think, Gordon? We've been working on that all week.
That sounds just like you, Nadia.
Right, I know. Vanessa Redgrave and myself, we get confused all the time. Okay.
I know it.
Fair enough. I think the listeners are ready for actual Abandoned Manitoba. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, I think quite a lot about what it would be like to live at various times in the past, sort of, you know, to live the lives of everyday people. So, for example, I think about my great-grandmother and her family. They lived here starting in the 1870s, and they had to work hard to find the necessities of life. Well, foremost among those necessities was good drinking water.
Okay, so where do they get drinking water?
In the case of my ancestors, they lived actually right next to a river, so that was pretty easy. And of course, other of the early settlers would also live near some sort of surface body of water, a river or a lake. But if you didn't live close to one of those sort of easily accessed water sources, the alternative was groundwater. And in fact, in some cases, fresh water was available simply from a hole dug in the ground. And this continues to be true today. Many Manitobans are dependent on wells for their water supply.
How many wells were dug in Manitoba?
Well, we don't have good statistics. We have a sort of a general idea, though, of the number of wells. Based on a report to Agriculture Canada back in 2011, it stated there are about 72,000 active domestic wells, by which we mean wells for, you know, our own personal consumption here in Manitoba, and in total, about 91,000. Now, that sounds like a lot, but then those numbers are dwarfed by an estimated 187,000 abandoned wells. In other words, for every well that's in use in Manitoba, there are two abandoned wells. And this problem is even worse in Saskatchewan and Alberta. Together, they have over 600,000 abandoned wells. And in Canada as a whole, there are an estimated 2.75 million abandoned wells.
I would never have guessed that number. So I can kind of guess the answer to my next question, but I'll ask anyway. Why were wells abandoned?
Well, of course, many reasons why a well would be abandoned. But typically, of course, it's because they're no longer needed. And here in Manitoba, of course, we've suffered through the effects of rural depopulation, especially in areas away from the Winnipeg capital region. And as a result of depopulation, there are numerous homes, farms that have been abandoned. And of course, many of them had wells.
Does this well abandonment pose any problems?
For me personally, absolutely. You know, when I'm out exploring, abandoned wells can represent a real hazard. You know, sometimes no effort has been made to cover these wells. So there's a sort of a concealed hole, sometimes, you know, with grass growing over sometimes, or they've put a sort of a flimsy cover over the top. There's been a few times where I've just about stepped in an old well. And of course, that could cause pretty serious harm and, you know, potentially even death. Machines, vehicles can fall into these sort of improperly closed wells. But there's also bigger problems from an environmental perspective because, you know, an open well can serve as a conduit for transmitting contaminants into groundwater, you know, and this can lead to long-term contamination by things like petrochemicals, pesticides, sewage, manure, fertilizer. Well, we've heard, for example, when you have excess levels of nitrate in groundwater, it can cause something called blue baby syndrome. And high levels of bacteria can cause a whole variety of gastrointestinal illnesses. You know, so there are those kind of problems. And then there's other associated problems with abandoned wells. So, for example, when water flows out of a well in an uncontrolled way, it can, of course, waste perfectly good water and cause flooding problems.
Okay, all of those so concerning. What can be done about these abandoned wells?
Well, I think the problem of well abandonment has been long recognized, and the need to properly decommission an old well has been promoted here in Canada for over 30 years. But you know, it tends to be a case of out of sight, out of mind, because the contamination of groundwater is not routinely measured in many places. So the goal of proper well decommissioning is to restore the hydrological conditions at the site. You know, in other words, to plug the well in such a way that it no longer allows surface pollution to leach into groundwater. And of course, this is best accomplished by literally filling up the well, not just with anything, but with some sort of impermeable material, you know, things like clay. But even just simply putting a cap on top of the well does the job.
Which seems pretty straightforward. Is there anyone doing well decommissioning in Manitoba?
Well, this can certainly, of course, be done by the owner of the well, but they don't often perceive the harm that they can cause if they don't do it properly, or they may not want to shoulder the burden of paying for the decommissioning. So in Manitoba here, to my knowledge, there's no restrictions on who can decommission a well, and there's no rules on how it must be done, other than that it must be done in such a way as to prevent the vertical movement of water. But the Manitoba government does recommend that landowners should seek professional advice from things like either a licensed well driller. Of course, if they're creating wells, they probably have some expertise in how to fill them up again, or from an experienced well sealer. There are people around the province that do seal wells. And the idea then is to ensure that you have some good advice on how it should be done properly. So if you have an abandoned well that is unusual in some way, for example, it's either a flowing artesian well, it's contaminated in some way, we know that there's some contaminant in it, if it contains salt water, or if it contains some sort of irretrievable equipment, such as like an old pump, then you're required to have a professional help just to make sure that the decommissioning is done properly.
So aside from landowners and governments, are there any groups engaged in well decommissioning?
Well, around Manitoba, we have something called watershed districts. They used to be known as conservation districts. And what they do is promote good practices relating to water around the province. Most of them, in fact, I think all of them have programs to encourage the proper decommissioning of abandoned wells. All of them offer well capping programs of some sort. And they either subsidize the cost of this, in other words, they pay for part of it, or they, in fact, provide advice to the landowners. So, for example, the White Mud Watershed District is based in Neepawa. They will pay for 75% of the total cost of decommissioning a well. The landowner picks up the remainder.
So it appears that all's well that ends well, after all, when it comes to abandoned wells in Manitoba.
Well, these programs offered by the watershed districts are certainly a good step in the right direction. But, you know, the statistics on the actual number of wells that are being sealed each year are not readily available. I found a newspaper article from 2015, and it stated that one of the watershed districts in southeastern Manitoba had sealed 200 wells in 12 years. You know, it works out to roughly 17 wells a year. Well, at that rate, I suspect it's going to be a long time before the thousands of abandoned wells around Manitoba are all sealed up.
Gordon, thanks for this. What's the clue for next week?
Well, back in June, I talked about historic parking lots along Main Street here in Winnipeg. Well, next week, I'm going to talk about other empty spaces, this time along Brandon's historic Princess Avenue.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Gordon.
Talk next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.